This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it is the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Hi, I'm Chris Mack. I am not good with haikus. That's why there isn't one this morning. Colin Dunlap in his usual spot, but we're working through some glitchiness in the technology. He'll be along shortly, and we will go from there. Jim Colony, he'll be on the updates. Producer Matt, I would ask him to pop on and say hello, but he's busy managing those technical glitches and difficulties right now as we speak because, well, somebody's got to do that, and it's his job. So that's the way we get started here this morning. Good morning to you. How are you? Good? Okay, good. Yeah, we'll get this figured out. Just happened a couple minutes ago. Usually what happens is, we've explained this before in great detail. Usually what happens is, after we plan the show, and these days that's over the phone, we kind of go and each do our own thing, and then right before 5:40 when the pre-show gets going, we get hooked up to our various connections and start the show. But I don't know. Maybe it's a weird thing with the fog. It was really foggy yesterday. And we've talked before about how the weather, especially rain, messes with the connections. And I swear but look, the weather affects radio signals, so it shouldn't surprise us that rain affects the signals, and then that fog would affect the signals. That's what I'm going to bet on. I'm going to bet that it's a fog thing but it was foggier yesterday and we didn't have a problem. So I don't know. Again, producer Matt is trying to get to the bottom of it right now. And I don't know. From that point, we'll get Colin on the line and we'll get the pre-show fully fired up. I had a thought, though. And my thought is this, as you drive around this time of year, and we've got an insane story later, like in the show proper, about Halloween decorations, but my thought is this, as it relates to decorating this time of year, I see houses, including we have a neighbor across the street who has orange lights up, right? Orange lights. Am I just lazy that I don't decorate more for Halloween outside? Like, I save it for the holidays, Christmas time, right? December. You'll find me a weekend right around Thanksgiving, whenever I can see that the weather's going to be decent, it's not going to be 35 and rainy and windy. You'll find me outside. Attempting to string some lights up in the tree in the front yard, and typically I never make it all the way to the top because the tree's getting too big now. And you'll find me putting lights in the bushes and the hedges out in the front of the house and wrapping a garland with some lights around the lamppost right there by the sidewalk in the driveway. I'll do all that, wrapping lights around the railing of the deck in the back. I'll do all that. All that outside lighting stuff I will do for the holidays. But adding an extra set of lights that I've got to put up or outside decorations. Like, all we have now is like some stuff that goes in the mulch beds, like these little signs that say, or they don't even say anything. There's like pumpkin heads and stuff like that. We do a very poor job of decorating for Halloween in our house. But I'm wondering if I'm not just excessively lazy in that I don't decorate as much for Halloween as I do for Christmas, and it would just add too many extra steps. I'd have to put up, take down, and then put up again all at the same time, and that's too much work
for me.
It sounds like we've got Colin. We worked through the producer. Matt figured out whatever the glitch was.
Blaming Zeiss.
That's a solid blame.
Zeiss because he does his phone through then his Bluetooth, then his car or whatever, and then all of it, and then AAA has a hand in it because he drives around and talks on his show. So, anyway.
Were you getting Uber requests on the app that connects you to the station?
Yeah, stopped at Pepe's picking up a sandwich, yes. You were talking about Halloween decorations.
Yes.
It is what it is. I don't know. I was just looking at something as I was trying to connect. And I was thinking about this. Are you still talking about Halloween decorations? Or
sure,
not?
Pick it up where I left it off.
Okay. Well, I was going to go in a different direction. I don't know. The pre-show's all screwed up. Do you think that they should have a serious presidential debate and then have somebody that is like a comedian do the debate to be the moderator?
Do we need to encourage any less seriousness or any less orderliness in the proceedings? I think as much as under normal circumstances I would be okay with that, like, you know, Trevor Noah from The Daily Show or something being the moderator of the presidential debate, I don't know if we need to encourage any further disorderliness or any less dignity in the presidential debates after the way the first one went.
Well, I think going in, though, like, you have like the ultra serious, like,
right,
political guy, you know. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't want to say somebody. I don't follow politics, but I don't even want
Chris
to say
Wallace,
somebody.
Chris Wallace, the guy who did the first debate. Like, he's like a serious political guy.
Right, right. But then people will say, well, he's on one side or the other, you know.
Well, yeah.
That's what will happen. Chris Wallace was Biggie Smalls anyway, wasn't he? anyway.
That's why he had to go by Christopher. That's why he had to go by Biggie, because Chris Wallace laid claim to the name first.
Every time they said Chris Wallace, I would think of Biggie Small sitting there in a big throne doing the presidential
the door,
debate.
Was waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa.
Wait a minute. Let's go there. Instead of Chris Wallace, what if they had Biggie with, like, smoke coming up, a big velour windsuit, and he'd be like, yo, Trump, baby, baby. Yo turn.
Junior Diddy Mafia. Comes out and just dances across the stage.
J-O-E-B-I-D-E-N.
Oh, man.
Got no info for the Trump heads. I'm into it. That's what they would have had to been hologram.
This would have been the better route for the first Saturday Night Live cold open after the debate. Like, they did a good job as it was, but this is like when Saturday Night Live was at its peak. And I'm not saying it's not good anymore. It's okay. There's certain people on the show that I like a whole lot more than others. But anyway, here nor there. When Saturday Night Live was at its peak was when they would not just spoof the politicians, but they would do so in such a weird way that you would be left wondering after the fact, who and how did they come up with that? Like, it should have been the cold Saturday Night Live open, and Jim Carrey is Joe Biden, and Alec Baldwin is Donald Trump, and all that. And then it should have been, and now, the moderator for our debate, Chris Wallace. And it should have panned over to someone doing a Biggie impression.
I love it when they got me moderating. Just like sitting. I mean, it would have been incredible. Have Faith Evans
throw your hands
singing
in the
background.
Air, you a moderator.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, you see, now this is, how does Saturday Night Live not think of this? Because they did a Biggie at one point, didn't they?
Did they?
They had to have. I mean, they had to have. Because he's a New York guy, you know.
Right, right.
Very New York-centric, that show. Not very, but, you know, they jump on a lot of things in New York. This would have been.
If Jay Farrow's still on that show, he could do it. He can do any voice. He can do Will Smith. He can do. I've seen him do a million different voices. So he could do it if anybody could.
Mr. Trump, how you feel about Russia got more money, more problems? Mr. Trump. I mean, this would have. Come on. Come on. This would have been.
You're right.
Incredible.
That's the hook. That's the hook to the whole thing.
Yes, I'm telling you.
So is there another one tonight? Is that what I read? There's another debate tonight?
Either tonight or tomorrow. But they can't.
I got to choose between Eagles, Giants, or a debate. Thanks a lot, world.
Man. Jeez. I want a moderator that's like a pop culture moderator, you know?
Right.
That's the thing. Politics are so derisive that you're on one side or the other. Like, you got to be accused of that, even if you're not. So nobody ever agreed to a moderator, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem. There's people that don't even like the lady that's going to do it tonight. They're mad about her. So every time there's a moderator, somebody's mad about the moderator on one side or the other. So I don't know.
You're
right,
lady?
Though. She works for NBC. Peggy Finnegan. What if you turned it on? What if you turn on the presidential debate and there was like Sally Wiggin and David Johnson.
Don't say it. They're going to say another lady. Don't say it.
And
we'll
they
get in trouble. And don't say
and
it.
And
don't say it. We're going to get in trouble.
Anyway, what if there were like Pittsburgh centric news people moderating the debate, and they only made it about Pittsburgh issues, like,
and they had
President
no clue.
Trump under your
Biden
administration,
Trump had no clue.
A sinkhole
right?
sat in the middle of a street in downtown Pittsburgh for nearly 12 months. Sir, what do you have to say about that?
And Andrew Stocky came on and was like, "Mr. Biden, sir, fries on the sandwich, yes or no?" And he's like, "What the hell is this guy talking about?" And they just sabotaged the debate. And then you had Fedco. He's like, "Hey, the Fedco's out. What do you think here? You think Mars or Moon in an intergalactic battle, Mr.
Thomas
Trump?
Jefferson in a big eight battle. Here we go. And the winner, the number one overall seed in the conference. Let's go. There's Bill Chirpak in his shorts."
That would be incredible if they just pushed into the debate and just absolutely
just
grabbed
it.
The debate and just hijacked it, you know?
Just and then they had, it up.
Right. And Gordon Lesher, Route 28 seems to be a problem for me, Mr. President, Gordon, in my Tesla. So do you think we can get the potholes? Your thoughts?
And then they would have to have real Yinzer audience members asking questions, obviously.
Oh, man. Yes. I'm into it.
Dave from Hempfield. Dave, go ahead. I want to know what you think of nutting. Is he spending enough money or not?
Westmoreland County, you might not think big hockey area, but it is. It is third line. It's Mr. Biden. Jim Rutherford's as old as you, like, and I'm really got a problem with this. I got a problem with all this. You know, I ain't prejudiced against no old people, but I mean, prejudiced. Jim Rutherford making these third line thing. You and him like same age and that. And anyway,
man. Big show today. Peter King, 8:30. Mark Ross, NFL Network. We're going to have to recap the debate then tomorrow. I don't even know when it is. Is it tonight? Is it tomorrow? I don't know.
I don't know.
Christopher Wallace, Biggie Smalls. We're doing a show. Good morning to you. Hello.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.